Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week to bring in our man, Teron Davenport. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in TD, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and Talking with TD. Teron, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We are doing well. Hope you and yours are hanging in there during this time. Hope you have a Merry Christmas in case we don't get to talk to you between now and next week. And TD, I've had to listen to Joe Rexrode all week. Just, I mean, the slander he's had for Chase Daniel and this Detroit Lions offense has just been unbearable at times. If it is Chase Daniel on Sunday for the Titans and that's the matchup defensively, how big of an opportunity is that for this team? And what do you make of this Lions offense coming in there? How big of a drop-off is it between Matt Stafford and Chase Daniel, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a major drop-off because first things first, there's a huge difference between Chase Daniel and the other quarterback, Matt Stafford. Stafford can push the ball down the field. He can throw it to pretty much anywhere. You're not getting that with Chase Daniel. He's more of a guy that has to throw in anticipation. There's a lot more limitations on the playbook with Chase Daniel than there are with Stafford in there. So it's a huge difference. And when you look at that Lions offense, even with Stafford in there, they haven't exactly been the most productive offense. And I think, you know, it's a good opportunity for that Titans defense to continue to do well on third downs and in the red zone like they had in the games that they had won. So I think it's a great chance for them to try to get back on course and just get some momentum going into the playoffs.
So what you're saying, TD, is that the opponent may again actually hurt Derrick Henry because this game could get out of hand. I'm envisioning, you know, another game where Derrick Henry could have ridiculous numbers, and he still had them last week, but they could have been more ridiculous. But the game got out of hand, and you know, you're going to make the choice to sit him and keep him healthy in the fourth quarter. Are you seeing the same thing possibly in this game?
Yeah, I could see it I could see it going that way. And you look, the Lions, they're allowing, I think it's around 4.4 yards per carry. So that's a good opportunity for Derrick Henry to get some early success and, you know, put up a good amount of yards, and then he would get some plays off, you know, but it's not exactly what you want right now, right? You want him to get at least, he has to average 156 yards per game over these last three games. This is one of those games where you want him to be able to load up on the yards. I think the main thing is if they could get long runs out of him early, then you could go ahead and have that total and then still have the carries managed the way that it seems like they want to do it.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, we've talked a lot this week about Malcolm Butler and the season that he's had, and Joe has even advocated that he deserves some consideration for the Pro Bowl. What have you made of Malcolm Butler and the way that he's played this season? Even though he's been on a defense that hasn't been very good, it seems like to us anyway, he individually is having one heck of a year for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the bright spot on that defense, and they have him traveling with the opposing team's top receiver, and he's holding his own. I mean, you look at the matchups against Chark, 2 receptions, 16 yards, and I don't even think I think it was actually 1 reception for 9 yards that he had against Butler, right? You look at what he did to Chase Claypool. Allen Robinson was a solid matchup. AJ Green, you know, he's really held his own when they needed him to go against the top receiver. So I absolutely think that he should be in Pro Bowl contention. And even with tackling, that guy is a tone setter as a tackler as well. So, yeah, absolutely a Pro Bowl-level player. And it is good to see that from him after, you know, seeing how things went up and down but it seems to have smoothed out, and he's in the groove.
TD, we've talked about, you know, pass rush all year, but like this week in particular, I mean, the Titans right now sit last in the league. They've got 14, which is just, you know, just a putrid number at this point in an NFL season. And, you know, they had 43 last year with largely, you know, like I think 11th in the league, 12th in the league, largely the same sort of issue. It's that, you know, they didn't get a lot of four-man pass rush, but obviously they found ways to get quarterbacks to the ground. Is there, in your mind, is there any hope for this to get better? And is it basically come down to, you know, the defensive coaching staff? I mean, we all know Dean Pease isn't coming through the door, but doing a better job of scheming pressure moving forward here?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of everything. I don't see it getting to that level that it was last year. It's hard to imagine this, and it works. You know what I mean? So really what it's about is they have to get back to their creative ways of getting pressure. And I think that's where they miss Logan Ryan. But, I mean, you have guys that you can blitz, and Desmond King and Kenny Vaccaro. But it just goes back, in my opinion, to trusting those guys on the outside to be able to hold it down while they're not having help over top, right? And that's typically what happens when you blitz. So I think that's where the issue has been. Jeffrey Simmons has pretty much held it down in the middle, but, you know, they just got finished too. And that's the thing. They just have struggled to finish the job. And it's been tough. You know, Jack Crawford has come in and helped too, but it just, they don't have that guy that just will just take over a game. And they tried to get it right, but it just didn't work out with their two additions before the season, you know, and it's one of those things where I can't see it getting better to the point where you say, okay, now that's a legitimate pass rush. I can't see that happening this year. So, you know what they're going to have to do in the draft and probably free agency, they're going to have to load up at that position.
Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, I mean, we saw an incredible catch from A.J. Brown last weekend. He follows it up on the next drive and drops kind of a gimme pass from Ryan Tannehill on a third down. Had a great game outside of that. But the drops have become a little bit more frequent for A.J. Brown in the last few weeks. As you evaluate A.J. Brown and maybe the slump he's going through right now from a drop standpoint, what would your concern level be? Is it high? Is it something that you think just passes here in the next few weeks and it's just not a big deal? Where would you put that in terms of how concerned you are with A.J. Brown and drops?
Yeah, I think it's something that passes, and that's not something that I would be overly concerned with. And this is what you get, though. When you have a guy that is so predicated on getting yards after the catch, sometimes he's going to turn up field without the ball in his hands. And that's more or less what you had. That drop that you mentioned, you know, that one, he said it himself that he felt the corner coming down and he was trying to make that catch and turn up field and make a move to get the yards afterwards.
Yep.
So it's something that you're going to have, but I don't think it's a major issue. And I think it's something that will be minimized, and it just, you gotta take the good with the bad, you know, because when he does catch the football, turn it up field, we've seen what happens. So it balances out.
So TD, you've got three games for each of these teams, Colts and Titans, 9-4 apiece. The middle game for each is the, you know, the quote-unquote tough one, Colts at Steelers,
yeah.
Titans at Packers and Lambeau. Who do you give the edge to right now in this division?
I would have to give it to the Titans. I'll be honest, I think they both lose next week. And that works well for the Titans, because if they both lose, the Titans are losing to an NFC team.
Yeah.
The Colts are losing to an AFC team. So that just further pads the cushion that they have. So I think it is, you know, advantage Titans.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. And look, I mean, Joe, you hear TD talk about it. He thinks both teams could lose next week to the Packers for the Titans and to the Steelers for the Colts. I think a lot of people this week are like riding the Steelers off, and I get it. Like it's bad to watch the last couple of weeks, especially with that offense. I'm not like totally abandoning hope on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I still think they have enough tools there to figure things out to be a dangerous team heading down the stretch. But I do get it. I mean, you watched them play against Buffalo the other night, and it was bad. So I think a lot of people in their minds, the Steelers are just kind of in the back of the mind right now, and they've turned the page on them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they still have some good football ahead of them. And I totally agree. That's how I see it playing out too. And that, of course, would end up, as long as they don't, neither of them stumble with the games they should win, it would end up 11-5 Titans AFC South champ.
Make sure you're tuning in for week 15 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks. It's now open. Make your picks of the three college or pro football underdogs that you think will win before the college football games begin tomorrow. This week, the weekly winner will receive a 10-roof gift card. Just hit up thegamenashville.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app to sign up and make your picks today. When we come back, Joe Rexroad will explain his hatred of the Detroit Lions. You don't want to miss that. That's next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.